rectangle. Area of the base equals length times width. Let's make it three-dimensional. Area base times height, volume into it. A pyramid, a special case, a square base. That volume equals 1/3 b times height. A surface area, the outer space. And the area of all the sides. First we identify the base. Is this a circle, square, or a rectangle? Once we know, we find the area for that shape. Multiply the base times the height to get the volume of three-dimensional prisms. Base length times width, but for circular cylinders we'll be needing pi. I have a flat circle. Area of the base equals pi r squared. Let's make it three-dimensional. Volume equals base times height filled with air. A cone, a special case, a circular base. That volume equals 1/3 b times height. Surface area, the outer space. And the area of all the sides. First we identify the base. Is this a circle, square, or a rectangle? Once we know, we find the area for that shape. Multiply the base times the height to get the volume of three-dimensional prisms. Base length times width, but for circular cylinders we'll be needing pi. To find the surface area of a cylinder, 2 pi r squared plus 2 pi r height. A rectangle, 2 length times width plus 2 height times width plus 2 length times height. Now a cone, pi r squared plus pi r l. L is length, not height. Yeah, a pyramid. Take the base, add 2 times the side, times the L just right. We have another flat circle. Area of the base equals pi r squared. The sphere is 3-dimensional. Volume 4/3 pi r cubed filled with air. 2 cones in there that share a circular base. That's only part of what can fit inside. Surface area all around the space. 4 pi r squared will cover what's outside. First we identify the base. Is this a circle, square, or a rectangle? Once we know, we find the area for that shape. Multiply the base times the height to get the volume of three-dimensional prisms. Base length times width, but for circular cells.